if you have time to go through this list, it would be helpful. I don't think it's so onerous. You understand how it works. It's not root memorization. It's not what we're going to do every time with a long word list. I'm going to figure out what to do with it. Try to figure it out. Yes, it's Rob. Where are we holding? Yes, we're on the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Aleph. So Rava said that Nireh, she used to have, she didn't understand the Braisa. The Braisa says, Derech Shabishul Bebosol Yerashal Becholot. The initial B'nai Sintam. So he said, you don't understand. Who's going to be claiming? How do you know if it's B'nai Sintam? How are you exactly going to measure that? And now they're Berichin said, Samchinun HaKfeilo. So Ochanami Samchinun HaKfeilo. So we talked yesterday, what exactly, why didn't the Kfeilo? What's the Nemonis of the Kfeilo? Rashi learns Masech L'Fitumai, Tesis Zuman Loi Moram Nusei. The Rashi says it means Zuman Loi Moram Nusei, but Masech L'Fitumai also works. The Ram seems to hold neither nor. You don't need to have Zuman Loi Moram Nusei, nor do you need to have a special Masech L'Fitumai. You can ask any guy, and it's also good. It's Musa David Gluya. I think we're talking about a kfeil. Yeah, that's up to you. But a kupanim, we have this concept of giving it to a kfeil. So after my Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Rabbanan b'taimo, Amar Rabbanan b'kfeil, Amar Rabbanan b'shishin. We have these three things. Sometimes the Rabbanan say that the kfeil, Amar Rabbanan b'taimo. Sometimes the Rabbanan say that you measure something with if it's nice and tam. We have that expression of benayis and tam, like in the Mishnah, gitchin esar benagidim is benayis and tam. We have that expression, and sometimes omer abonon bekfeilo, like Yechin said, litame kfeilo, and omer abonon b'shishim. Sometimes Rabbanon say that you measure b'shishim. Where do we find b'shishim? It's no Mishnah anywhere that says b'shishim. So Rashi says b'peres basin maseches avodazora, but paskin and hilchos of a chalisum shebetera that they are b'shishim ben basu b'cholah ben shari shum b'shishim. It's Gemara Avodah Zarah that you measure b'shishim. So we have all these measures. We have kfeila, we have taima, and we have shishim. So he says. So the rule is min b'shein eminoi de teira like truma. So it's b'taima. You taim it, give it to a kohen. He's taim it. He tells you what it tastes like. This truma, but if it's min b'shein eminoi of chazer, so you can't be taim it because if it turns out that it was nice and tam, then you're in trouble. Agavucha, the place can take out from your halacha that even though by a tainus, there's a whole sugya by a tainus, if you're allowed to take something in your mouth and spit it out. So machlekes Gemara, if you're a din, we paskin that by a tishuv abu mamachmir, but by other tainus, we paskin you're allowed to take something in your mouth and spit it out. So what's the problem over here? Let him take it in his mouth and spit it out. So the place can say, you see from here that by machalas asuras, you're not allowed to even put it in your mouth, even if you're going to spit it out. Okay. So then it's b'kfeila, and you give it to a guy. Well, min b'minoi, the lekel make him a taima, but by min b'minoi, where it's not shy to be taima, because they both have the same taste. Inami min sheina mina disua, but the lekel kfeila, but there's no guy, there's no kfeila around. So then it's b'shishim. So that's the rule. So it's a little bit complicated gemara. So it says here we have a measure of two ways to measure tam. I mean, one is b'kfeila. Let's say tam of isa. One is the kfeil and one is the shishim. So there's a Rashi and Tzadik Chesem Rav. It's kind of see it inside. The bottom of Tzadik Chesem Rav, first wide line at the bottom of Tzadik Chesem Rav. The Gemara over there says, what's the Gemara over there? The Gemara over there says, maybe you should see the Gemara. The Gemara is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, the end of the line. Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amr B'shub and Levi, Shum Bak Abba, Kol Yisum Shevetara B'shishim. Amr Lefan Rav Shmuel, Rav Yesi, Rebbe Abda Oymekein, Hoche Amr Rav Asi, Amr B'shub and Levi, Shum Bak Abba, Kol Yisum Shevetara B'meo. So you have the two versions of Rav Shub and Levi, Shum Bak Abba, Kol Yisum Shevetara B'shishim or B'meo. And we say, Shneim Loi Lamdu El Mizraya B'shelo, the limud is from Mizraya B'shelo, that's the also Mizraya B'shelo, which we're not going to do right now, that has a limud from the Psukim, that there's a limud of maybe shishim or meyah, depending on how you understand the case of the mitzias of zraya or b'sheila, that it says that when they cooked the osham, the zraya was cooked in the pot together with the ayil. But the zraya is matnas kun, it goes to the kain, and the ayil is eaten by the bailam. but the Zroya was nice and tam in the aisle. So how's the Bayam allowed to eat the aisle? It was cooked with the Zroya, and the Zroya is the Matnas Kuna. You're not allowed to eat the aisle. Only Kain is allowed to eat the... You're not allowed to eat the Zroya. And the Zroya was nice and tam in the aisle. But the Gemara says, but the Zroya is only a 60th the size of the aisle in its entirety. The meat on the Zroya is only a 60th of the aisle as a whole. So Mela, or maybe 100th. That's the singular, part of the singular there. So Mela, that's a mocha that you need Shishim. It's a drosha for Shishim. Shaila, how serious the drosha is. Tosha says it's only a smachta. Among other things, it's min b'mina. And min b'mina really min d'rais l'chor is chad b'tre. Tosha says, a lot of Rishonim hold this whole drosha is only an asmachta. Rashi is not mashma way. Rashi is mashma, it's a serious drosha. No, Rashi is mashma that this is really a din. So that this is a din of Shishim. If Shuv and Levi saying this, it's a real din of Shishim. That's min d'rais. That's a very... That's the sugya zoray p'shela. It's not our sugya, but just to know, Rashi has the shita that it's a drasha gemura. They need shishim. I mean, I don't drasha gemura. It's chasam sefer. It's a lashon. Chasam sefer talks about Rashi shita. This is Rashi holds that it's a drasha deraisa, a karav deraisa. I don't know what that means, karav deraisa. But Rashi holds not merely in a smach. It's a serious. It's a drasha. So zok drashi b'shishim. This is the Rashi that we want. B'shishim zok drashi. What's the case? Hecha debadakne v'loyoyv taimer. We were baidik it, and we know it's not nesen tam. It means we gave it to a kvela, and he tasted it. He said, we're good to go. It's not nesen tam. We nami lekla make a time, we minu minoi, or it's mid minoi, so there's no way to tell if it's nesen tam. In both of those cases, you have to have shishim. Avalecha de badakni v'yoyev taimu. But if we gave it to a kvela, and he says that he tastes the yisr, then shishim's not going to help. Because then the oilam taimu lebotol, kiri omer pekam aduchten. Because that we know from that nesen tam is also. Well, the common name I mean, the brother Ran Sadek Tess says, "Yeshim b'neis and tam, and sheyesh b'mahalis meivecha, and sheyeh b'hem osur." But chiloyev time, it's only if it's not neis and tam. The kfeila says that it's not neis and tam. Then ba'in and shishim l'betul lady, you still need shishim to be mavatel the iser. He brings Raya to the common from the Gemara and Sadek Tess and Medalef. The ktoni ebim neis and tam, and sheyesh b'mahalis mutter. The amin and ebim mahalis b'kufalat el ma'ilav the shishim. Rashi has a Raya from the Gemara and Sadek Tess and Medalef. We're not going to do the Raya from the Gemara and Sadek Tess and Medalef. We'll worry about that when we get more to Sadek Tess. Now, the sugya of Zoray B'Shela is the next hard, really hard sugya, major sugya that we're going to have. But Akarpanim will state that what it says here in Rashi is that even if the kvela says that it's not nice and tam, he gave it to the kvela and he says that it's not nice and tam, you still need to have shisha. State though, it says here in Rashi that even if the kvela says that it's not nice and tam, you need to have shishim. On top of that, the kvela is not enough. So if you need to have shishim anyway, then what's the point of having a kvela? Like, why give it to the kvela? The kvela doesn't get you out of needing to have shishim. So forget the kvela and just have shishim. Apparently, if there's a kvela around, then shishim is not enough. You also have to ask the kvela. So it seems the Rashi shita is that you need to have both. If there's no kvela, obviously, if there's no kvela, then you rely on the shishim. But where there's a kvela, then you have to ask the kvela, but you still need to have shishim. Where a kvela is available, you need to have kvela plus shishim. Where there's no kvela available, then shishim is enough. But a kvela by himself is for sure not enough. That's what the Sechar says emerges out of this Rashi. Okay, that's Rashi shita. So the Rishayim bring this Rashi. And they say Rashi shita is that you need to have shishim plus a kvela. Again, of course, if there's no kvela around, then we rely on shishim alone. Min b'minoi, there is no such thing as a kvela even. We'll rely on shishim. But where there's a kvela available, you can't rely only on the kvela. You have to have the kvela, plus you also have to have shishim. So the Rishayim say that according to Rashi, the Chayre comes out, that all the Gemaras that talk about a kvela, Rava says that you give it to a kvela, and Rav Yochanan said, let them make kvela, they're all talking about where there was shishim to be mevatel. And nonetheless, you have to have a kvela too. The shishim not enough. So you have to. It's a little bit. You have to know the Rava's lashon was Amar Abanim b'shishim hecha deleka kvela. How do you read those words? Amar Abanim b'shishim hecha deleka kvela. Amar Abanim b'shishim not only hecha deleka kvela, even if there is a kvela in the shishim. A little bit darker than lashon of Rava. Rabbi's lashon is Amar Abanim b'shishim. Where is the case of Amar Abanim b'shishim? So Rabbi says Hecha deleka kvela. What do you mean Hecha deleka kvela? even if there is a kfeila, the kfeila is not enough. Rashi says in and after ches, the kfeila is not enough. You need to have shishim also. So Rava should have said Amar Abana b'shishim. Whether there is a kfeila, is not a kfeila. Shishim is you need to have the sim qua non. That's not it. Shishim is an absolute requirement. You can't get out of the shishim. If there's a kfeila, you need to have the kfeila on top of it. So what's your it's very strange. Rava's lashon Amar Abana b'shishim. Echad aleka kfeila. Shishim was always. Furthermore, the Ran and the Rosh, they ask in Rashi. At this kashya, I don't know if you don't think they ask in Rashi, but they ask in Rashi from Rabbi Yochanan, from what Rabbi said at the beginning of the memra, really part of the same kashya. Rabbi said that Hashu the Amr Rabbi Yochanan Samchina Nakfeiloch and Ami Samchina Nakfeiloch. He said he didn't understand. The Brisa says that it's been nice and tam. He says, how do you know if it's nice and tam? So now the Rabbi Yochanan said there was Samech and Nakfeiloch. So that's the shot over here. Also, was Samech and Nakfeiloch. What do you mean was Samech and Nakfeiloch? That sounds like the kfeila is a kula. Rabbi Yechon is a machadish, a kula you could rely on a kfeila. One second. If there's no kfeila around, what do you rely on? Shishim. If there is a kfeila around, you still need shishim. So is the kfeila kula or a chumra? He's a chumra. If he wasn't here, I would rely on shishim alone. Now that he's here, I still need shishim, but I have to ask the kfeila too. So that's called samchin and a kfeila. It's a kula that we rely on a kfeila. But again, what we really rely on is the shishim, and if there's no kfeila, we'll just rely on the shishim. But if there's a kfeila, then for good measure, we'll ask the guy what it tastes like. So that's not a kula. What's the samchin and a kfeila? It's very, very strange. The Rosh and the Ran asked this kashya in Rashi, which is one of the reasons why they reject Rashi's pshat. They say it's mashma the Gemara that if when there's a kfeila around, you can rely on the kfeila, and you don't need to have shishim. Because the kfeila has an emmanus, he has an emmanus that. The few Rashi is very sure. The Agadol, the Minsk Agadol, Shaya Shu's Agadol, Simin Nuntes. He has a couple of other, he has two bomb crashes. He has from Anrashi. First of all, there's a remark if you got Kuf Yud Aleph Mavais. Gemara says, "Ka'ora shemolach b'basa aser lechel reseach." A ka'ora that you use to salt meat, so it was b'lei adam, so it has tam of dam in it also. So you're not allowed to use it to serve hot food. So we're going to Gemara that even with the eved, so the Gemara says, "What's the problem if you put hot food on it? Let them make kfeila. Give it to a kfeila to taste." And if the kfeila says he doesn't taste any dam, then it'll be okay. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says in the Chet Zchum with the lack of kfeila. There's no kfeila around. So since no kfeila around, so therefore there's no way to check it, and therefore it's awesome. Back to Agadol, what's the case? What's the shishim or is there no shishim? If the shishim, so why does the Gemara say that if there's no kfeila, it's awesome? Rava said that if there's no kfeila, then what's the din? Take the lack of kfeila. What did Rava say? He's a lion shishim. I'm a rabbanim of shishim. Hey, for the lekut fail, we go with shishim. So must be that over there was no shishim. But it says that if there, so yet the Gemara asks, let's give it to a kfeil. Let the kfeil taste it. Apparently, if the kfeil will taste it, it'll be okay, even though there's no shishim. So how does Rashi work? How does Rashi work out that Gemara? It says in that Gemara, the Gemara over there, I'll call it still in a case where you don't have shishim, because if you had shishim, then if there's no kfeil, you would rely on the shishim. It must be there is no shishim. And it says in the Gemara Beferush that the only reason why it's also is because there's lack of kfeila, there's no kfeila. But if there would be a kfeila, then we would give it to the kfeila. So you see, you rely on the kfeila, even if there's no shishim. That's his first kasha. So that kasha, he says, maybe you could get out of, but maybe blias are different. Maybe Rashi's din that you can't rely on 60, you have to have a kfeila also. Maybe that's talking about, well, not blias, it's also blias, but maybe kalim are different. So, for reasons we're not going to get into right now, he says, maybe kalim are different. Like Kalim, maybe the bli of Kalim is more kal. You could rely on 60. You could rely on a kfeila without shishim. But you could rely on a kfeila without shishim. But by food by a gdi that was tzolei b'chelboy, or real by food. So then it's more chomer. So he says maybe you can get out of that kasha. But then he has another kasha, and this is Ramesh this is a very different kasha. He has a kasha from the Gemara and Sadek Bok, Tzadik Zayin and the base, the Hemshech of the Gemara, which we saw already in the past, we looked at it. The Gemara has a memory there from Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara said, Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra Misharinam Kilahim Botzul Bekaflut. Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra, the way you mishar them is you imagine that the issu was onion or kaflut. And if it would be nice and tam, if a butzel would be nice and tam, then the issue is also, we assume the issue is also nice and tam. So Rashi says, Holy Sum Shabbatayra, Misharinim, let's look at the Rashis. Misharinim, Isum, Kilo, Isir, Butzel, the Kaflut. Ilo, he nice and tam, the head is there, she's fashion, limit Isir. So Rashi, Ubahaki Sui, Dilay Matzi, limitamino coma. We're talking about where there's no way to be tame. Kigain min beminoi, or min vishaini minoi, veleka kfelo. I said the Pharisee Rashi that they were talking about where there's no kfela. If there's a kfela, you don't need the bottle of a kaflut. You don't need this measure of bottle of a kaflut. Ask the guy. There's no guy, so what are you going to do? So then you have to be mashar, kilo and bottle of a kaflut. Remember the Gemara asked, why not with pilpul? Gemara says, shiru chachomim, that even the most pungent isser is not more pungent than bottle of a kaflut. Let's say the Gemara over there. So Rashi says, but if there's a kfela, you don't need this. This is only an isser. If there's no kfela. Then Rashi has another prep question. What do you mean bottle of a kaflut? What happened to shishim? The Lekka Kfela, Rava says that you measure with shishim. Why does Rabbi Yechon say botzel v'kaflut? Zok Rashi, v'yakati le'ifsik hilchasa v'shishim. That the halacha revolved. Rabbi Yechon said yemeshar kilu botzel v'kaflut. And later Rava said, Rava calls the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Omer Avonu v'shishim. Later on, they said, instead of having this case-by-case shear of botzel v'kaflut, you imagine an onion, let's say it's in a chocolate cake, so you imagine hammer an onion in a chocolate cake, or every... That's a case-by-case kind of thing. They made one uniform measure, shishim, and now it's b'shishim. So butz of the kaflut is sort of the original version of shishim. Before they made a uniform shear of shishim, the shear that they had instead was the shear of butz of the kaflut. Later it became shishim. It says in Rashi that it's only because of no kfela. But if there would be a kfela, you would rely on the kfela, you wouldn't need botzel v'kaflut. Ask the Agadol, what's going on? Even if you have a kfela, Rashi sheet is that you still need shishim. That's Rashi inside a ches. Shishim is on top of the kfela. And botzel v'kaflut is instead of shishim. Before they had shishim, they had botzel v'kaflut. So why does Rashi say that it's only if there's no kfela? Even if there is a kfela, Shitas Rashi inside a chesed that even if there is a kfeilo who says it's not nice in time, you still need shishim. And before they invented shishim, l'chayr, you still needed to evaluate it. Kilu botzel v'kaflut. So why does Rashi say it's only a hechad the lepik kfeilo? The kasha needs to be thought through a little bit, but it's an iron clear kasha. Gentle lad, I'll leave out the people puzzle over the lights there. Rashi also means shishim plus kfeila. If there's a kfeila around, if there's no kfeila, you rely only on the shishim, but if there's a kfeila, you need both. And botzel the kaflut is the original shishim. Before they said shishim, they said botzel the kaflut. So then the chari shat got botzel the kaflut plus the kfeila. But Rashi's befeir is not the way. He says the din of botzel v'kaflut is only echad lekach kfeila. Koyach this kasha. The Minsk Gadol says that our kochach Rashi in Sadek Ches only said this idea that you need to have shishim, even though the guy tells you there's no time. Rashi only said it in Rishuv and Levi, who learns to have shishim from Zoyah v'Shela. Rashi holds Zoyah v'Shela is a limud gomer. And if Rashi holds in the Shita Reb Shuvah Levi that Shishim is not merely a way to ascertain if it's nice and tam. Shishim is a din, deraisa, kol deraisa, whatever, it's a din that you have to have Shishim even if it's not nice and tam. That's the Chiddush of Shishim by Zoyah v'Shela. But the Chiddush of Rashi, that even if the guy says that it's, even if there is a kfeila, and he says it's not nice and tam, if you debadakmi, Lashon Rashi in Sarek Ches, if you debadakmi v'lo yoyev taimur, and still you have to have shishim, that's not because we don't believe the guy. We believe him, right? He's Mesiach Lifutumai. Why don't we believe him? It's in Emonis. He says it's not nice and tam. The Lashon Rashi is mashman avi. Rashi, if you debadakmi v'lo yoyev taimur. doesn't say hey chedeshalnu esar kfeilo veomer that it's not nice and tam, but we don't believe him and you need shishim anyway. The Loshon Rashi is hey chedebadakni velo yoyev taimer. We were baidik it by asking the guy, and we know it's not yoyev taimer. And nonetheless, there's a limud from Zoya B'Shela that they have to have shishim, not because of nisinis tam, but because there's a din deraisa they have to have shishim. The Agadol doesn't say this next thing, but it's kimat mefurish Rashi that way. Rashi on Sadek Chesem and Beis. Again, this belongs more to the sugya of Zoya B'Shela, had the havan of this goes. But just the fact is clear. Rashi on Sadek Chesem and Beis. The last drashi, l'tam ki'ikr. Just going to take out the words that we need. A few lines down into the rashi. Aval chul and shop, v'gaminu minei l'mei v'shishim. Do'akim lo'n me'achei rabim l'hatoi is to betulei berubo. We learn from achei rabim l'hatoi is that bitul is normally beroi. V'yalfinu me'hocho, but here from Zroi B'Shele we learn l'hachmir do'lei liftil ele b'mei. He's going if it's mei or shishim, that's we saw two versions, if it's mei or shishim. Two versions of Yerichim. But Rashi says that it's a limud in bitul b'roiv. That even though bitul b'roiv is pashtus zachar am lahatus, all you need is a simple roiv. Here there's a limud that the bitul b'roiv needs shishim. Shishim is just a measure of nesinas tam, but it's nothing to do with bitul b'roiv. Bitul b'roiv is chad betray, but you need bitul tam because it's in the tam kikr. The first and Rashi that the din of shishim is not because of nesinas tam, it's not because of tam kikr. The two Rashi's go together. The Rashi inside a chesem and aleph. And the Rashi and this Rashi inside of Chesem Veis, they have to be read together. Rashi learns the cases Heichad Avadakni v'lo Yoyev Taimo. It's not a problem with time kicker. We were Baidikin, it's not nice in time. If we were Baidikin, it would be nice in time. Rashi said, then Shishim not going to help, because what is help bitul b'roiv? But time is that bottle. So the case is Badakni v'lo Yoyev Taimo. It's not nice in time. So if it's not nice in time, so time kicker is not a problem. But there's a new din that it has to be bottle. So now the Isser, even if it's not nice in time, has to be bought. There's a world of stuff here, you know, coming from the Sugar of Tam Kikir. You right away see that there's like all kinds of alarm bells should be flashing. Okay, the Sugar of Zoya B'Shele, Rashi and Zoya B'Shele needs it because I need a whole limon. But Rashi Lamaisa, that's what it says in Rashi, that there's a din in Bitl B'Roy, that even if it's not nice in time, it's not nice in time, it's time to blame Lush, it's not nice in time, but it still needs to be bought. Why does it need to be bought B'Roy? If it's not nice in time, so it's time to blame Lush, why do you need Bitl B'Roy? So we're going to have to see. But that's what it says. There's a din, you need bitul b'roiv. The iser, the plato, the tzir, whatever it is, needs to be bitul b'roiv. So normally, bitul b'roiv would be chad betrayed. Here it says that chiddush and zayi b'shele need to have shishim. Not because of time at all, but exerce the cost of need shishim, and that's the limud from zayi b'shele. Says the Agadol, again, this Rashi inside of Chesem Beis, the Agadol, and the bitul b'roiv, he doesn't say, but that's implicit, I think, what he's trying to say. Says the Agadol, that's a chiddush for Beshuva Levi, that we're going to have shishim from Zoya B'Shela. And the other Amoraim don't hold from that. The other Amoraim who said that you could just rely on a kfeila, Rav Yochanan said samchinu na kfeila. The Rosh and the Rana right, samchinu na kfeila means you rely on the kfeila, you don't need shishim. Rav Yochanan is saying a kula, you can rely on a kfeila, you don't need shishim. It's not Mashmali saying there is shishim, but you need a kfeila anyway. Mashmali, it's a kula, you don't need shishim. Rav Yochanan and Rava who says, that shishim is only hechadoleka kfeila, they all learn that that the din of shishim is only a measure of nesinas tam. And if it's only a measure of nesinas tam, then a kfeila is a better measure. Shishim is only a rule of thumb that's not nesin tam. If he asks the guy and he's mesichli fudumin, he says no tam, but dakni, but you have time as far as tam concerned, then that's all that you need. So the kitzur says, the Agadol says, and many achrayim go with this, but I think the Agadol is the first to say, the Agadol says, machayk samara. Rabbi Shuben Levi learns from Zoya B'Shela in Yishishim. And Rashi's Havon of the Sugya of Zoya B'Shela is that it's not as Nesinas Tam. Emes is, there is Nibaminog. Well, what Nesinas Tam? It's Nibaminog, the Zoya B'Shela. So other Rishon learns, it's only Nesmachta, Taisan, it's only Nesmachta, and Echanami, it's really, so it's just a Nesmachta. So it doesn't have to make, so, you know. But Rashi learns that it's a Limud Gomer. It's a Limud Gomer. It can't be as Nesinas Tam. We're talking Nibaminog. That's what Rashi says. Heicha de badachni v'lo yoyev taima, or min b'mina, that it's like a lamekim a taima. So we're not talking about where this time. And this exeris hakosuv that even though min b'mino is bottle chad betray, and even it's min v'sheinu mino, but we were baidik and we know that it's not noisin tam. Zroya b'sheil nishishim asbitul b'roiv. Like Rashi says inside a chesam and base, it's asbitul b'roiv. Even though acheram lehatis, however, it sounds like you only need one. You need only chad betray. Here it says that no chad betray is not enough. You need shishim for the bitul b'roiv. But Rav and Rabbi Yochanan don't agree. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan say samchin na kfeila, that you can rely on a kfeila alone. That means all you need is to make sure that it's not noisin tam. And the rest of it is probably bottle chad betray. They don't have this zroya b'sheil, this limud of zroya b'sheil that you need to have shishim for the bittel. Mimelo, if the kfeila says there's no tam, so what could be better than that? It's badachne v'lo yoyev time. They don't have the whole notion that this is other dinu of shishim. Mele gemara by k'orosh malach b'basar, it's going like Rava, like Rabbi Yochanan, that there's takan no din of shishim for bittel b'roiv. It's only din of nesinas tam. If it's only din of nesinas tam, then the kfeila is the best beer from the sinas time that there is. Mele is very good thing more bottle the kaflut. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa. Rabbi Yochanan is what it says that we rely on a kfeila. That means Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that you don't need shishim for bittel b'roiv. If this kfeila says there's no time, then that's enough. You don't have to have anything more. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so what's bottle the kaflut? If there's no kfeila, so how do we don't know if there's time? Bottle the kaflut. Later Rava said it's b'shishim. Later, they standardized it from Botzla to Kaflut. They standardized it to Shishim. But these are all rules of thumb to determine that it's not nice in time. But if the Kfeila says that it's not nice in time, then who needs these other things? So that's why Rashi is by Botzla to Kaflut. That it's only Hecha Deleka Kfeila. If there's a Kfeila, then you don't have to worry about Botzla to Kaflut. And much less. And for that matter, you don't have to worry about Shishim. It's our Brua. Says the Agadol. Well, this is one last thing. Says the Agadol a Raya Brua to this Mahalach. Unbelievable, right? He says, look at what Rava said, Omer Abonin b'kfeilo, Omer Abonin b'tam, Omer Abonin b'shishim. So Rashi in the top of Tarizayin and Beis says, what's Omer Abonin b'shishim? Where did their Abonin talk about shishim? So Rashi sends you to Gemara in Perek Basin, the Masechus Levit Zora, with the stomach of the Gemara, where it says, Hilchasa, that you were Meshar b'shishim. What does he have to send you to the Tavit Zora? And the next Omer, Rabbi Shulban Levi says, B'shim Rabbi Yechanan Shom, B'shim Bakapara, that koli sum shebetar Rabbi Shishim, and Rabbi Shulman Levi was before Rava. Shulman Levi is darishin from the Amoraim. He's before Rava. So when Rava said Amar Abana b'tayma chayra kibshuta, he meant Rabbi Shulman Levi mishum bakapara. So Amar Abana b'shishim. I don't need a gemara but a zar. Harris says, yeah, that's the shishim of zoray b'sheila, and that's not la halacha. If you have shishim, if you hold like bakapara, like if you held. Like Rav Shulman Levi, Mishum Bakapar, that you need shishim from Zoraya B'Sheila, even by Min B'Minoi, then even if you have a kfeila, you would need shishim. But that's not what Rava said. Rava said that you only need shishim echad lek a kfeila. Like Rav Yochanan, Samchin and a kfeila, if there's a kfeila, you don't need anything more. So, Karchach, we're not talking about Rav Shulman Levi. Rav Shulman Levi is the din of shishim, asbitul b'roiv, and that's the Rava doesn't hold from, Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from. So then what's Omer Avon in the timer? So it says Rashi, but there's a stomach of the Gemara of the Zorah. There's a stomach in Gemara Nevi Zara that says that the Hilchasa is that you have to have Shishim. So what is that? That's Hecha Deleka Kfeil. That's Asna Sinas Tam, Hecha Deleka Kfeil. That's like Rava said on that's Rava. That's Rava's member, that Hecha Deleka Kfeil. We rely on Shishim. I have Botzul the Kaflut. Yeah, Botzul the Kaflut. And Shishim is the same thing. Just Rav Yochanan said Botzul the Kaflut. And later they changed that to, they standardized that to Shishim. Rav is explaining Rav Shulman Levi. Yeah, Rav is explaining Rav Shulman Levi, explaining this. He's explaining the limud from Zoraya B'Sheila. But that's not what Rav holds with you. That's what I have to say.
What does Rav Shulman do with the mission of Rashi quoting that test?
What?
Rashi quotes in Talichesim Aleph, he quotes the Mishnah, and then goes in time to bring a ride from the day, even there's no time in Shishim.
The ride is not from the Mishnah, it's going to involve us too much in Talichesim. The ride is not from the Mishnah in Talichesim, it's from the Gemara quote. It's from the Mishnah says that if it's nice and time, the Mishnah says that if it's not nice in time, you don't need mayo, like Truma. It's not nice in time, you don't need mayo. Says the Gemara, but if it's not mayo, then what is it bottle? It must be the Shishim. So that hanocha, that even if it's not nice and tam, you need some kind of shear, and if it's not may, it must be shishim. That's because the Gemara there is going with Bakapara's concept that even if it's not nice and tam, it's still a dim shear of bittul boy that has to be shishim. But that Gemara, that's the Gemara talking within the sugya of Bakapara. Lefida, Aravan of Yechim, the Mishnah is more pashut. That if it's not nice and tam, you don't need anything. You don't need may, and you don't need anything. So it's derived from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it's not a very strong rye. That's the Rishayin and Medan. Does seem to say in the Gemara Tzadik Tes, which we didn't talk about. It does seem to be a rye in the Gemara Tzadik Tes that even if something is not missing time, you need shishim anyway. So the Tais has a different halach in that Gemara, and we'll see the other Rishayim deal with that Gemara differently. A lot of this will have to wait till we get to the Sugi of Zerah B'Shelo. It doesn't make sense now to go into the whole Sugi of Zerah B'Shelo. But just to know that Rashi Shita is that even though it seems to be a Rashi Tzadik Tes, who says that you need kfeila plus shishim. And the Rishonim understood Rashi told that that's true la halacha, they need kfeila plus shishim. And then when Rav and Rav Yochanan talked about a kfeila, they meant, besides shishim, you also need a kfeila. And they asked for the lashon of Rav Yochanan, samchin and a kfeila. For that matter, they asked for the lashon of Rav, hey, for the lek of kfeila, you have shishim. What do you mean, even if there is a kfeila? But that the Rishonim understood Rashi, that Rashi is saying in Agamar, that the din of kfeila is on top of the din of shishim. So the Ragadol has his kashish from the one of Kederah Shemalach Babaster, and even more inexorably from the Rashi about Botzel Kaflut, that's Mamasha Peladik Rashi. So the Ragadol is Mechadish, not like the Rishayim Savan of Rashi, that Rashi and Tzadik Ches is contained within the Sugi of Zoya B'Shayla, and it's in Nudin Abitl Roy, which Haka says in Rashi and Tzadik Ches, Amid Beis, and La Halacha Rabbi and Avichin don't hold from that. And their samchin nakfeila is that you don't need shishim. Because they hold that if the shishim is only from the sinis tam, it's like botzel the kaflut. That must mean mokim shebosom. Rabbi Yochanan said botzel the kaflut. So Rashi says that's before they said the shir of shishim. What do you mean before they said the shir of shishim? It's a limud from Zoya B'Shelo. How can the din of shishim, how can Rabbi Yochanan have had some kind of earlier stage of the halacha where the shir was only botzel the kaflut, and then they said shishim, then Rabbi said shishim? It's a limud from Zoya B'Shelo. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know the limud from Zoya B'Shelo. And so those who shouldn't say it's only an asmachta, so that's not a problem. But Rashi doesn't seem to hold that it's an asmachta. It's a limud that you need bitul beroiv, that even if it's not nice in time, you need bitul beroiv of shishim. So what's Pratan of Yechon? What's the kaflut? I mean, how can Rav Yechon be before that? Rav Yechon is before they invented shishim. So the answer is because the Gemara, Rava, Rav Yechon, these Amorim, they didn't have this whole limud from Zeraya B'Shelo. Zeraya B'Shelo is a shita mechodeshes of Rishu Malevi, that there's a limud from Zeraya B'Shelo that even if Padakhni will lay of time, he still have to have shishim. And that belongs to the sugi of Zeraya B'Shelo, which we're going to really wait until we get to Tzadik Ches, when we learn the sugi of Zeraya B'Shelo. But the Kaimai, point of the Gaul is, as far as Asuk is concerned, Rashi agrees to the other Rishonim that if he gave it to a kfeila, then that's it. There's no bigger than amonis. He says there's no time, and that's all that you need. Here's the Ramban. I want to talk about next time. There's Ramban. It's Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, where the Ramban agrees to Rashi that it's mashman the Gemara and Tzadik Ches that if there's even if there's a kfeila, you still need shishim, and he asks that it's against the Agamara that's mashman that it's enough to have a kfeila and you don't need shishim, and he says the teretz. It's not what we're saying now in Rashi. The Gadol. It's not Rashi, but the Ramban has a mahal of his own. That sometimes you would, that I'll just tell you the preview. The Ramban Shita is that if the Isser itself was Nimayach, so I know for a fact that there's more than Shishim of Isser, then the Kfeila is not enough. But if it's just an Isser that was Maflit Tam, then I took the Isser itself out, but the Isser gave off time into the Kederos, so even though the rule of thumb is that we have to assume that the time was the equivalent of the whole volume of the Isser, because the Gemara says we have no other way of knowing. How do you know how much time it gave off? The Gemara says it must be a Mishar against the whole volume of the Isser, but we don't know that for a fact. We don't really know that the whole volume of the Isser of time came out. So then if the guy says that it's not that he doesn't taste anything, then we assume that it wasn't Shishim. That it was less than Shishim. Okay. Yeah, look at the idea. Thank you.